This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. Tensions are high going into a Chicago City Council meeting today, where alderpersons are set to debate a resolution condemning Hamas's attack on Israel. My colleague Tessa Weinberg is following this story. Alderperson Deborah Silverstein's proposed resolution to stand in solidarity with Israel is facing pushback. Alderperson Rosana Rodriguez-Sanchez says it would be, quote, unconscionable to not also recognize the violence that Palestinians have experienced. Earlier this week, Mayor Brandon Johnson said today's specially called meeting underscores the urgency and seriousness of the conflict.
The brutalization that has taken place in that region for a very long time has cost a lot of people their lives.
But when pressed on whether the resolution's language should be tweaked, Johnson said that's for the city council to decide. The Illinois House Speaker says it's unlikely that state lawmakers will use the fall veto session to send more money to Chicago to support migrants. My colleague Alex Degman is reporting on this one. Chicago's been overwhelmed with the number of migrants sent to the city, and Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch says the federal government needs to do more.
This is a national crisis that's going to call for a national response. We need the White House to step up and do more on this issue.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's Deputy Chief of Staff, Christina Passioni-Zayas, says there doesn't necessarily have to be more money from the state if they redirect unused money from somewhere else in the budget.
At the end of the fiscal year, the money appropriated in particular lines that could be applied to this work had not been fully expended, and therefore there could be a redirection and a reapplication of those types of funds.
The mayor's office estimates the city's cost for migrant care could rise to $344 million by the end of the year. The city of Chicago is opening two new shelters for migrants, both of them in the West Loop, as the city tries to cope with the big surge in migrants. The city currently has more than two dozen shelters to house migrants arriving daily from the Texas border. Most of those migrants are Venezuelan, seeking asylum here. My colleague Michael Puente reports that one of the new shelters is in the 900 block of West Lake Street. The other is at Madison and Racine. The city is trying to open as many shelters as possible, as some migrants have been sleeping on police station floors and at the city's airports. Officials are also seeking business owners who can provide unused space for migrants. Since August 2022, more than 17,000 migrants have arrived in Chicago. There's a new push for a law that would require police to remove guns from the homes of accused domestic abusers. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports the measure is called Karina's Bill, named after Karina Gonzalez. Her husband shot and killed her and her 15-year-old daughter, even though she had an order of protection against him. Chicago State Senator Selena Villanueva says firearms aren't always removed when judges issue orders of protection.
As a legislator, we pushed and moved to get more resources for domestic violence awareness and support. Coupled with the proliferation of firearms, the situation is extremely dangerous.
The proposal would require firearm removal with all domestic violence orders of protection. Villanueva wants to pass it during the upcoming fall legislative session. And now for a few quick hits. Chicago's top elected officials and most city council members are accepting pay raises for next year. Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposed budget shows his own salary will increase to a little over $221,000. He defended the raise despite the city facing a $500 million budget gap. The city clerk, treasurer, and all but two alderpersons also opted for the pay bumps, which are tied to the rate of inflation. Metra is planning to eliminate its 10-day fare pass. It's also reducing the number of fare zones from 10 to 4. The new fare structure is part of the commuter rail agency's 2024 budget proposal as it continues to cope with a post-pandemic slump in ridership. In the weather, rain is likely today. High temperatures will make it to the upper 50s with lows in the low 50s. looks like a rainy weekend as well. There's currently a 90% chance of rain tomorrow and a 60% chance of rain on Sunday. That's it for now. Later today, Chicago's Newberry Library is looking into the concept of race before there even was the concept of race.
I think it's much more useful to think of what race does than to think of what race is. Who benefits from this? What is the power structure that is being upheld or made?
Aaron Allen talks with two curators of a new exhibit at the Newberry Library. It's called Seeing Race Before Race. That's today at 2 p.m. I'm Justin Bull. Thank you for listening.